I've settled in with my girlfriend now in the house, and everything's all good that way, and the training's been brilliant as well.
Yeah, was Portugal a real help for that?
Yeah, it was a great experience. That the place was out of this world. Like, I really didn't know what to expect, but it was unbelievable.
Yeah, because Posh do that every year now. So yeah, quite a nice combination, I think, of football and golf, I'm led to believe.
Yeah, I didn't get a game of golf. It was too hot for my white skin. So I just got the training done, and that the facilities were really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
Good man. And I know when we spoke when you first signed, you were talking about how excited you were to be working with Darren Ferguson. How has that been in the first few weeks?
Well, that really happened even the first session we got with him. Like, he's so switched on. Like, he knows what he wants all the players to do, and I'm just trying to kind of work towards how he wants me to play. But I think it'll take time. But you can see from the way he talks, him and the assistant manager, they're both really good at what they do, and hopefully I can repay them by playing well.
Yeah, and how does he want you to play, Danny?
When I played, he wants me to play in the hole, whereas last year I played in it and I didn't have to rotate as much, but he wants all the players rotating, which is good because it gets the other team thinking, and you're always on the move, always trying to get space. So I'm trying to get that into my head just now. So hopefully time will tell.
Yeah, can you feel yourself developing already as a player since you've been here?
Yeah. Well, I've put on like six pounds since I've been here, so that's good. That's one thing I want to do, put a bit of weight on. And no, everything's all so professional up here. It's really helping me, the gym work and the physios and stuff. So yeah, really good.
You need to be ordering bigger shirts soon, then, Danny.
Nearly.
So in terms of formations, then, obviously you've had a couple of pre-season games now at Crawley and last night at St Neots. What kind of role have you been playing in those matches?
Well, the first game at Crawley was basically just a fitness thing, just to get us back playing again. Me personally, I haven't played for a while, so I kind of felt it. But I was still playing in the hole with two up front, which was I found it difficult because they were really up for it and they were fit. But last night was good. It was me and Ty up front, kind of me just sitting off them, and I think we linked up well.
Yeah, so you weren't even in that hole. You were generally out and out striker last night at St Neots.
Well, I kind of started off, but the gaffer wanted me to come into the holes and get on the ball. He just wants me to get on the ball as much as possible. So if I've got to run behind, I've got to run behind. But something mostly come into the hole and let Ty do the striking work, as you've seen the four goals you scored.
Yeah, he kind of took the plaudits there. But these two games really, I know you've got more pre-season games left to come. Starting with Norwich, that's obviously a big game on Saturday. But has this got you really excited for life in the Championship with Posh?
Yeah, I really, really can't wait. Like, it's been a long pre-season already, but the games are starting to come now, and I just feel so part of it now. The boys have been great with me, and that wee game last night helped because it kind of showed what I can do, because I feel like I've still been a bit under trial with all the boys because they don't really know me, but that last night really helped, so I can't wait for Saturday now.
Yeah, and I know when we last spoke, there was a bit that kind of came out afterwards in a paper up in Scotland and saying about how, you know, all the troubles last season. How's that? Are you feeling mentally strong now? Are you feeling ready to go?
Yeah, this move's just helped me completely with that side of it. So I've not even given that a second thought. I've enjoyed the place where I've moved to. The guys are brilliant, the manager's brilliant, and just everything's going well for me just now. So I'm really, really happy.
Yeah, I guess it was a long 12 months, but now it seems like it's going to be a fantastic season ahead.
Yeah, everybody has downs, and hopefully now it's my up. So I really can't wait to get started.
Fantastic. And one final thing, you talked about the introduction to life, a bit of a trial session the first few weeks. Were you made to do the singing that everyone has to do?
Yeah. Well, the young boys had to do it before me, and they done it in front of the boys at dinner, but then we went out for something to eat in a restaurant, so me and a couple of other boys had to do it in the middle of the restaurant, full of people. So it was a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, because Michael Bostwick had to pay the fine, didn't he? Something like that.
Yeah, he had to pay the fine, even though he was practicing in his. Because I was rooming with him, he practiced the whole week, and then came to do the deed. He never done it, so he must have too much money. That guy.